Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Amen. He is so worthy to be praised. Praising the name of Jesus. Praising him for all that he has done for us. Amen. This is a new day that we've never seen before. We need to be praising God for this day. We need to be praising him for just allowing us to be here, to be able to do for ourselves, to be able to praise him and give him worship because he is worthy. Amen. You just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you live from the Deep South. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Want to welcome all listeners to the show, whether it's by phone or by the web. Amen. We're glad that you're a part of the show today. Amen. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, the pastor, founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Amen. An awesome woman of God. Amen. A powerful woman of God. I just thank God for her and pastor. Amen. I am going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this afternoon, oh God, to thank you. We come to thank you for this day. We come to thank you for the roof over our heads. We come to thank you for the food on our tables. We come to thank you, Father, for our families being well, oh God. Oh, Father God, we come to thank you for Jesus. We come to thank you, Father God, because you are God. We come to thank you, Father, because you have made a way out of no way, oh God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you right now. We just thank you, Father God, that you're the everlasting God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your holy word, oh God. We praise you for your word, oh God. We praise you, oh God, for all things, oh Father, because without you, we can have nothing or do nothing, oh God. We praise your name, oh Father. We worship your name, oh Father. We exalt your name, oh Father. We sing praises unto your name, oh Father, for you are worthy to be praised, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for every listener, Father. We thank you, oh, Father God, for the blood of Jesus that was shedded over 2,000 years ago that we might be healed, delivered, and set free, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the soul, oh, Father, that's going to be saved, Father. We thank you for the chains that's going to be broken, the yoke that's going to be broken, the stronghold that's going to be pulled down off of somebody's life, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father, let your word go forth, Father, today, Father, with power and authority in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for our leaders, oh Father. We thank you for Prophet Yvonne. We thank you for Pastor, oh Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you for them right now, Father. We pray that you will strengthen them, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, to bring forth disciples, oh God, all over this world, oh God. We thank you for where you're getting ready to take them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your word, the word, the word of God. Because the word has power. The word can heal. The word can deliver. It is in your word, oh God. Your word has power, oh Father God. We thank you for your word. Let your word fall on good ground today, oh Father. Let them be a hearer and a doer of your word, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father, we pray for all those that are in nursing homes, oh Father. We pray for those that are behind prison bars, oh Father. We pray for those who have lost a loved one, oh Father. We pray that you will lift them up, oh Father, in their spirit, oh Father. Oh Father God, we pray that they will call on the name of Jesus, oh Father. Oh Father God, because there's healing in that name. There's healing in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you right now for Jesus, oh God. Oh Father God, we just praise you for your word that you be praised. You are awesome, God. Oh God, we just thank you, oh Father. Oh Father God, we just thank you for your word. It's the word that we need. Oh, hallelujah. We must have the word, oh God. We thank you for your precious word, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, we thank you for every soul that's going to be saved. oh, God, because you're in the saving business, God. Oh, God, we thank you for saving the souls, oh, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you for healing the mind, the body, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you right now, Father. Oh, Father, God, we thank you, Father, for bringing them out, oh, God, out of the wilderness, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you for bringing them out of the darkness, oh, God, and bringing them to your marvelous light, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Father, for your word. Oh, for your word, healing, 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 deliverance, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, for he is so worthy to be praised. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know if you heard the message yesterday where Prophetess Martha preached about praise. We need to be praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We need to be praising. We need to praise him when we don't see it. Hallelujah. Because we know he's able to do it. Hallelujah. We need to be praising the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I praise him because I know what he done for me. I know that he's a delivering God. I know that he can heal. I know that he can set you free. And I know that he can set you free because he done set me free. Glory. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you for setting me free. Hallelujah. You know, we got to be a testimony. Hallelujah, Jesus. To let somebody know that God's word can set you free. The word of God can heal and deliver and set free, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Woo, hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God, my God, I got to quit because I know it's the word that we need. Hallelujah, because I can praise him. Oh, God, I can praise him. Hallelujah. I got to praise him because I got to praise him by myself. Hallelujah, Jesus, for your word to be prayed. Hallelujah. Last week we talked about faith, and we're going to talk about faith today. Hallelujah. I got it in my spirit to praise the Lord Jesus. Praise you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I am going to be coming from Hebrews, the 11th chapter. That's where we were last week. And we talked to last week about and Abraham's faith, how they were driven to do what God had asked them to do, their obedience in their faith to do what God had asked them to do. Today, we are going to talk about Abraham's faith. Amen. And I want to start reading at verse 17, and the word of God reads, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And we're going to start right there. Amen. And the title of the message today is just going to be by faith. Last week we were talking about how Abraham was promised many things from God. First, God had told Abraham, I want you to move out of your land. By faith, he moved out of the land. And then the Bible says that God had promised unto Abraham that he would have a son, even though he was in old age. Him and his wife Sarah would have a son, that it was by faith. And they had to do something to get Isaac here. Amen. And Isaac was born. Amen. And Isaac was the seed of the promise. So he had to get him because he was tied to the promise. Amen. But it says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried. In other words, Abraham was tested. His faith was tested by God. And the Bible says that when God told Abraham, I want you to sacrifice your only begotten son. I want you to take your son, the one that you love, and I want you to sacrifice him to me. Now, I don't know if I could do that. His faith was strong that he was willing to give it up. Now, I have a question for you. Are you willing to give it up? Whatever God is asking you to give it up by your faith, are you willing to give it up? Now, Abraham was asking you on this. This is an ultimate test of faith. On whether he was willing to do it or not. This was his son of his old age. Him and Sarah had a son. see, God turns around and says, I want you to give this son up. I want you to give him up. But Abraham passed that test. I mean, I want to know, will you pass your test of faith? Because, see, many times in our lives, and as we go on this Christian journey with Christ, we are going to be tried. We're going to have some trials and tribulations. We are going to be tested in our faith to see are we going to be faithful to God? Are we going to be committed to God? Are we going to obey God when we hear his voice? Hallelujah to Jesus. Abraham heard the voice of God, and he was obedient. And he was willing to give up his son. He may not understand it. He may not have understanding, but his promises and his blessings was tied to him giving up Isaac. How many of you are willing to give up your children? How many of you are willing to give up your money, your finances? How many of you are willing to give up Jody, your sugar daddies, all these type of things? If you want to walk with Jesus, you got to give it up. In order for you to pass it, everything, you got to give it up. Abraham had to give up his son. Are you willing to give it up? By your faith. It was by Abraham's faith that he was willing to give it up. He was willing to give up his son. It was by his faith. It's in your faith. It's not in anybody else's faith, but it's in your faith. Will you continue to keep pressing towards the mark for Jesus and give it up? By your faith. It's in your faith, in your faith alone. Abraham passed the test because he didn't give it up. He gave it up. We don't want to give up nothing. And oftentimes in our lives today, nothing but tests around us. We even some places you have to take a test to get a job. You got to pass a test. You may do the job, but if you don't pass that test, you're not getting that job. It's just like the children today when they're in school. They can go from the first grade to the 12th grade, and they can have all A's. They can be in the National Honor Society. But if they don't pass that one test, they won't march. That one test will determine whether you will march to get that point. That test. And this test right here was a test of faith that proved that Abraham's faith was pure and perfect for God, that he loved God, he believed in God, and he was going to do whatever God had asked him to do. His faith was proven to be true. That's why James said in the word of God is that it's not by faith alone, it was by the work. Even though when Isaac was laying there and Abraham had drawn back the knife to take the life of his only son, hallelujah, and the angel told him, in other words, hold up, wait a minute, don't lay your hand on the lad. But it was his faith that was being tested. Amen. Glory to God. And see, when I look at this test that Abraham went through, amen. Glory to God. It just reminds me of how God gave up his only begotten son for us. He gave up his son that we might have life. He gave up his son, oh glory, hallelujah, that we might be healed and delivered and set free. God gave up his son that we might live in him. Oh glory, hallelujah. God, we thank you for giving up Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. That Jesus, I'm running out of time. Oh, hallelujah. But are you willing to give it up by faith? Are you willing to give it up by faith? Because it's in your faith and your faith alone. It's in you that is willing to do what God has told you to do. Because your promises and your blessings are tied to your faith. And you must, by your faith, be obedient unto God. Hallelujah. Jesus, we are just running out of time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Got to give it up. Are you willing to give it up for Jesus by your faith? How much faith do you have? Oh, glory, hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus and you have not accepted him as your Savior, if you would say this prayer, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today, find your Bible-believing church, get your Bible, and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. Just know that it's by your faith that your promises and your blessings are tied to your faith, that your faith will be tested. God didn't say we were going to have a life full of roses, bed of roses. He said that we will be tried because Jesus had to go through the so we're going to go through the so it is by your faith and your faith alone. It's in your faith to be willing to give it up. It's in your faith that you will pass the test. Will you pass the ultimate test? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Be blessed and have a great week. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Amen. Glory to God.